father on kind of that wit. And I never thought nothing about it. And he come in getting sick by the time we eat supper that night. The doctor only lived just about as far from me as familiar. Boy, that road turns out, I tell him. I went out there and got him. He come out there. Well, he's in pretty bad shape. But I think maybe he'll get over it. And he died before daylight the next morning.
Oh.
And I just got two. The other one lived up on between Dunton and Tuscaloosa on the old highway, you might say.
You said you mentioned your son that teaches. What does he teach?
Over in Dunton?
Yes.
I don't know. I sure don't. His name is William. He hardly ever comes back to this country. The other one, my oldest, he's married, got children married.
Oh, so you are married grandchildren?
Yeah.
Got any great grandchildren yet?
Yeah.
Oh, how many?
Some of his children's got. He's grandpa. One or two, I think.
And makes you great grandpa.
Yeah, that's right.
Will, talk about that corn. I wonder, you know, that thing that comes out of the top of the corn stalk?
The tonsil.
That kind of tonsil? And those things on the outside of the ear of corn, what did you usually call those?
The silks. Mm-hmm. Corn silks.
Mm-hmm. You had to get all that out. And did it have shucks on the outside of that?
Yeah, had to shuck back. Them silks was right in the end, you know. Then you'd shuck. Whenever you went shucking, you could just pull them silks out.
That corn is tender enough to eat off a cob. What did you use to call that?
Roast ears.
Mm-hmm. Was that your cash crop then, corn?
Yeah.
About how much would be a good yield of corn? About how many bushel an acre?
Well, real good crop would be about, on the average, I think, be about 75 bushels. But it'd have to be a good crop to be there. About 40.
So where they was, it's a good resort for children and all. They had all kinds of resorts, and you could fish. If you owned a place up there, thing you fish and everything was free, and you could fish. And there's all kinds of recreation for children. And the children just really fell in love with it. You know, they had horses for them to ride and everything.
I was trying to think where that was. That something like English Mountain up there?
It seems like it had a pea vine to it to me. I don't know what it was called. But there's a number that he gave me to call if anything happened that we need them.
Yeah, that's a Knoxville number, I can tell you. See, my zip code, my area code is 615 and 577-546.
Well, it's right close to Knoxville.
He lives just across town from me.
Just right close to Knoxville.
I just said it for the devil, man. When I stayed up there 2 weeks, and she stayed 3 weeks, I had to come back and go to our family homecoming reunion. And I went down there that Sunday morning. We have a reunion every third Sunday in July, out for the last several years, Pearson reunion. And different ones would walk up, "Hey, where's your wife at?" And I told some of them, I said, "She's so far away from here till any way she leave over that where she is now, she'd be coming towards home because she can't go no further younger."
Yeah, she was pretty far a piece away.
Just going on that way.
You have a lot of kin people in this area?
Yeah, down around. Well, you tell him. Your sister lives down at
She lives at Ward, Alabama, in Sumter County. I told him she lived in Sumter County.
That's
12
miles below
yours. That ain't too far from Mississippi County line. Mm-hmm. Mississippi and Alabama. I think it's 20 some odd miles from her house to Meridian, Mississippi.